Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Eric Isham, who is president of the Leslie School Board. Good evening, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. How are you?
Very good. I wanted to get a hold of you after I ran across an article in the State Journal about an interesting trip you took last Thursday to Washington, D.C. for a networking reception with President Barack Obama. How did this come about?
Well, I was invited to sit on an education panel a couple weeks back with a group called the Young Elected Officials Network, and it was their national convening, and I sat on this panel with three of my colleagues from Teach for America, who were all alumni of the program, and we just talked about the importance of education and things that we can do to improve education right now. And when I was
go ahead.
I was gonna say, and when I was at the conference, they said that some of the people would be invited back for a reception with the president, and fortunately, I was one of those members invited back.
Well, tell me about the group Young Elected Officials Network. It might be a little bit self-explanatory, but how do you become a part of that?
Right. It's basically a group of individuals who are 35 and under who are progressively minded and elected to office across the country. And there's members from all 50 states, and offices range from neighborhood councils all the way up to state senators.
So it covers the gamut, not just education, covers all areas of elected officials.
Yes, that's right. And individual members are interested in their own specific topics as well. My passion just happens to be education. That's where my background's from. But some people, you know, they're more focused on economic policy or immigration policy or housing. And some of it's just the very local grassroots of what's going on in their individual neighborhoods as well.
Well, this education panel, how did you become a part of that?
So as I mentioned, I was a Teach for America core member. I taught in Mississippi, and there's a group that's called the Leadership for Educational Equity, and it works with alumni who are interested in politics and policy and are interested in running for office. And since I'm a member of the Leslie School Board, and I was an alum of Teach for America, they asked if I would sit on this panel and talk about my experience and what I'm trying to do with Leslie right now.
You're not a slacker, Eric. I'm listening to this, and you're all of 30 years old and all of the things you've already done. So when you accepted to go back to this reception at the White House, tell me how the day went on Thursday or when you got in.
Right. So actually, I arrived on Friday. I was planning to arrive on Thursday evening, but unfortunately, my flight was pushed back, and I didn't leave until Friday morning. But when I arrived, I met some of my friends at their apartment, who they were very gracious to allow me to crash on their couch so I didn't have to pay for the hotel expenses. And then I just went over to the White House and checked in with some of the other officials, and then they escorted us through security and up to the reception. And at the reception, they had seven or eight different rooms in the White House that were open, and they had hors d'oeuvres on each end, and we could go through and talk to the other young electeds that were there, and also look at just the history of the White House and the different rooms. And then toward the end of the evening, President Obama came down the steps and spoke with us for about 15 minutes, and I was lucky enough that I was up in the front, so I was able to shake his hand as well. And then after that, the group of my friends from Teach for America, we all went out to dinner as well. So it was a pretty quick night.
Well, it was a quick night, but an important one. And, shaking the hands of a president isn't something that everybody gets to do. So it's rather an extraordinary event.
Yes, I was very grateful to have the opportunity to go back, and I'm very happy that I was positioned in that location that I was actually able to shake his hand to.
Well, a couple of the areas of importance to you are the No Child Left Behind Act. Were you able to have some discussions with folks on this area of concern for you in education?
Well, unfortunately, I was since I was unable to attend the briefing on Friday morning. They had a briefing for part of the Young Electeds group, and when I had RSVP'd for that briefing, it was already full. So I wasn't able to sit down on that, but what they're trying to do is get a group of us to go back to actually talk with Secretary of Education Arnie Duncan. And that's where I hope to be able to have this conversation with him again, because unfortunately I wasn't able to ask any of my questions or have that dialogue like I hoped in my initial planning of going down to D.C.
Well, and what is the area of concern you have or the point that you want to make in discussions on that No Child Left Behind Act, which is, as the article I read mentioned, is up for reauthorization by Congress?
Yes, it is. And my focus in both my personal and in my professional job deals with student growth and how you can track student achievement and the way that that can tie in with teacher evaluations and tenure and just all the things that were passed with the Michigan's Race to the Top legislation. And now we have these new reforms coming through with Michigan, and if No Child Left Behind is going to be changed, and Secretary Duncan has said that he wants growth to be a larger component of you know, schools and districts being accredited, and I'm just curious to see what his thoughts are on how he sees that tying in and how that might affect the laws that we have in Michigan as well.
Did you have some time at the reception that you did attend on Friday afternoon to network with some other folks there about some of the issues that are concerns of yours?
I was able to speak with other school board members, one school board member from Portland, Maine, and one of my friends who's on a neighborhood council in Chicago. So we had a chance to talk about some of these things. We didn't really get into the details of what No Child Left Behind are, but more so just education in general and how it's important to make sure that we're still kind of pushing forward on the grassroots level for good education policy as well.
As you're out there talking with friends and colleagues about these issues in a setting like you were in Washington, are you finding that there are a lot of the same concerns state to state? It's not just geographic areas?
Yes, I think that's a fair assessment to say. It really doesn't matter if it's a rural, you know, small district like Leslie or a large urban district like, you know, Detroit or you know, D.C. The issues are still the same. And kids deserve an excellent education, and with funds being short and expectations being high, and it's a difficult task, but you know, the kids deserve it, and we need to make sure that we hold true to the ideal that every child does deserve an excellent education, and we can give it to them. We just have to be maybe more thoughtful in the policies that we're writing and the ways that we're approaching it on the school and district level.
Well, and I did like a quote that was written in the State Journal article that talked about from you that talked about even though Washington D.C. and the White House and Congress are miles away from Leslie, the opportunity illustrates that we're all interconnected. And it basically, Eric, it just takes someone willing to do something, doesn't it?
I think sometimes that is the first step. You know, if people sit back and they kind of complain and they have good ideas, but they're just talking about those ideas among their friends, and they're not reaching out to elected officials, and they're not running for school board or city council or anything that is really going to put them in the hot seat and give them the opportunity to make some decisions that will affect change and affect students in a positive way. And really, I think you're right. You know, it's just getting out there and doing it and getting involved.
And you also went to Leslie High School as well, didn't you?
Yes, that is correct.
Well, how it must be kind of cool, actually, to be president of the school board at the place you went to high school.
Yeah, it's definitely an honor. It was a little bit unique, I guess, when I first ran, and I had teachers, you know, that I had in high school that were supporting me, and they had groomed me academically and personally and morally, and then now they're supporting me to run for the school board as well. And then ultimately, you know, some of the decisions I made were tough and difficult decisions, and we didn't always agree, but they always respected the fact that I explain why I vote some of the ways that I do, and they know that my heart is really with the students, and I'm trying to do what's best for the district.
Well, I'm just guessing that you've got a very long political or whatever your aspirations are, a career ahead of you. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and congratulations on the trip to Washington. I have a feeling there'll be many more.
Well, I hope so, and I do appreciate the time to speak with you today, too, Cheryl.
Thank you so much, Eric. We'll talk in the future, I hope.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. We've been speaking with Eric Isham, who is president of the Leslie School Board. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.